You're listening to the Board Game Snobs podcast, a ridiculous podcast with ridiculous hosts that discuss ridiculous things. And any mention of board games is purely coincidental. And so, without further ado, and with a heavy dollop of shame and embarrassment on my part, I give you the Board Game Snobs.
Okay, and go.
Welcome to the Board Game Snobs podcast. Hang on a second, Enrique.
What?
Say something.
Like what? Just anything?
Then thank you for that. Enrique's here. Gabi, messing with the sound.
Hello, messing with the sound.
Since this is our
spinning the knob.
This is our dry run. Should we do radio voices? Because next episode we're going to be taking callers.
We're taking callers. Go ahead. I'm listening.
No, but do the radio voice or the newscaster voice.
I'm back.
No, like the newscaster voice. That's better.
Go ahead. I don't know. What are you?
Like,
give me an example.
Talk like they're, you know, they emphasize just.
Welcome to the weather at 7.
Yes, that.
Okay, yeah, I like gotcha. That. Welcome to the Board Game Snobs podcast. This is your host, Gabby. Like that one? Or is that too much?
That's too much.
Okay.
It needs to be professional. Okay. It's like the news. You know
the news.
Why is this blaring? Why is this such? This sounds very distorted.
Right there. How about now?
I don't know. That's better. I can still hear myself. That's what's important.
Down.
Enrique.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Klaus Tuber. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
The designer of a Catan or Settlers of Catan or Star Trek Catan.
Oh yeah.
He died here recently.
When?
Like 2 days ago, I think. From the recording of this.
April 1st. He passed away April 1st.
Oh no.
There you go. So that will forever be.
Or did he?
No, don't.
Not an April Fool's
low hanging fruit. Yeah, no, not, don't do wait, that. I, don't. Just, don't. Don't. That was awful. R.I.P. Klaus.
That's
and Gobby's over here. Oh, maybe he's a fooling around. See, low hanging fruit. We do high quality jokes here only. Even though you're shirtless. I cannot believe making fun of Klaus.
Just because he has a white shirt on.
I did not make fun.
You were about to. I stopped you.
I was thinking, you know,
no.
It's April 1st.
No,
that's a day that people.
That's an awful joke.
People.
If you're going to make this, it defended.
It wasn't a joke.
I have taken offense.
I guess.
This is defense. I'm taking it. What?
There was a child present.
You're 25 years old. How old are you?
I don't know.
You're old.
He's childlike, though, really.
Yeah.
You're an adult.
Okay, we got off poor old Klaus real quick.
Klaus was 70.
70 was, you know, that's not very old.
No, it's not. You're getting there.
Especially when you're approaching it rather swiftly.
Dan's only got a few good years left.
Poor old Dan.
As does Mike. Man.
Do you know anything about Klaus?
I do, a little bit.
I mean, I read a New York Times article.
After he did all the Settlers Catan stuff, I know his net worth, according to the internet, was $8 million. Because
wow.
I know, the reason I looked that up is because I knew, as soon as we start talking about him, you were going to look it up. And as you grabbed your phone, my first thought was, the only thing you think to do is look stuff up.
What were they worth?
That's it. That's all that you do is look up people's net worth. I know that is a sick, sycophantic thing that you do. I also know he's won like 4 Spiel des Jahres. He was big in the
80s. I saw that. He won a Spiel des Jahres with like his first game?
Like the first three. Like Catan was like the number 4 Spiel des Jahres. He was tearing up in the 80s. But then after that, like he didn't really do anything but the remakes of Settlers Catan and that one game that came out a few years back. I think he did with his son. Like his family ran the business.
If you're referring to Spiel des Jahres in the past, is it Spielt des Jahres?
No, because that's no. I would assume not.
Spielt des Jahres?
No, because Spiel.
Spiel.
Spiel means something.
Means game, don't it?
Yeah, so it's like you're not gamed.
I've been gamed before.
Yeah, but you're not gamed des Jahres. Like when you win an Oscar.
I've got game.
Do you get Oscar'd?
Chris Rock did.
Again, you have no respect for anybody.
I'm right on the edge. I'm very edgy today.
This is news. The news is not edgy.
Just call me, what's that guy sketchy you like so much? Or what's that redheaded guy you like that's bald now?
That's like all redheaded people. anyways.
The edgy comedian.
Klaus Tuber.
Back to Klaus. Klaus totally tubular.
His profession for board gaming.
I knew it.
What?
I saw it on Wikipedia, because Wikipedia, or when they were like, oh, Wikipedia, Klaus Tuber, they mentioned something else like mathematician.
Nope.
Collecting mushrooms.
That's Reiner. Nope. That's Jamie Stegmaier. Next.
I don't know.
You guess? You thought you knew it. Come on.
I did, but I forgot. I have very short memory span.
I got nothing.
Your sister.
My sister.
Oh, dentist. Oh.
No. Hygienist.
Hygienist?
Yeah, hygienist.
Hygienist.
And more
Klaus
like...
Tuber was a dental hygienist.
Hygienist.
Oh. And you know how we know that? Because I got on Wikipedia and changed it to that right before. No.
That's why now who's being disrespectful?
That's why you don't trust Wikipedia. That's the best you can do is use Wikipedia to look up information.
You were looking at Wikipedia. You got them confused.
That's the fandom. I like that. Anyways, speaking of which.
Let me get this back on track.
Oh, go ahead, please. R.I.P.
We did play Star Trek Catan today in honor of Klaus. And Catan was, I played the OG, well, not the OG, but I played the 90s version, Settlers of Catan. But I didn't play in the 90s. I played it like in late 2000-aughts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what got me into gaming. And I totally fell in love. I loved the building aspect. And I absolutely loved the trading, the bartering when I first played it. Like, that was what really sold me about this game. I thought that was so fun. I'd never experienced that before in a game. Along with the collecting and then the building, the handling of the resources. So, Catan blew my mind. When we played today, we've all kind of, we don't care.
We're veterans.
Catan just doesn't do it for us anymore. It's a fairly basic game.
So this is why we played Star Trek Catan.
We played Star Trek Catan to kick it up a notch. It has some character cards in there because the main thing of Catan is the trading. The whole, sheep for wood thing.
Mm-hmm. Or dilithium for titanium.
Dilithium for tritanium.
Tritanium.
Get it right.
I'm sorry.
Star Trek Catan kind of kills all that because you have these character cards that allow you to just steal what you need or take what you need. I kind of like that because I asked Jerry, I said, we're not doing a whole lot of like negotiation. And Jerry said, because we know that that's how you king make, because there was the old game of Catan where you'd give somebody three of what you had plenty of to their one,
mm-hmm.
just to get that. And that was what made the game, but it's also what breaks the game. But there's a lot of games that still have that. So I don't know. I liked this Star Trek Catan. It's a fine game. I prefer it over regular just because of the theme. And it says Klaus's name on there. I don't know if he was a Star Trek fan as well.
Oh, he just did the variations. I'm sure that's
he just did the variations. Yeah. But it's a good game. And that's the only game I think I've ever played of his.
Is Catan?
Catan.
Well, I'm sure there's, he kind of, once he got on that, he was in the 80s making games, and then once he got Catan going, just wrote that.
He rested on his laurels.
Yeah, you go with what works.
What are laurels?
They're hardy principles.
Laurels?
I think they are. Principles. Aren't they principles? Laurels?
Laurels?
Aren't they principles?
You're resting on your laurels of hardy principles.
Or your accomplishments, I believe.
Hmm. Perhaps so.
Isn't a laurel that thing that's like on the shoulders of... soldiers, those things.
No,
soldiers,
I was thinking
shoulders.
That's what's on like Caesar's head, the laurels.
I think you're right. The little
leaves.
Oak leaf things. Is it?
I don't know.
We should know this. Are you looking this up?
I'm looking up laurels.
Is this
speak.
Banter?
Laurel, plural noun. Any of a number of shrubs and other plants with dark green glossy leaves.
Shrubbery.
So why would you rest on your laurels?
Maybe you own a shrub and they're comfortable. And you rest on them.
No one knows shrubs. A shrub is a tree.
Hanging out the side of your best friend's tractor.
Pick up
these shrubs at me. I don't know. How do you spell
several
laurels?
Kinds? Yeah. Oh, here's a verb. Bestow an award or praise on someone in recognition of an achievement.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so I guess it's the verb, not the noun.
The laurel was a plant that was sacred to the god Apollo. Probably not Battlestar. Creed. Laurel wreaths were awarded to the winning athletes and held in honor of the god Apollo for every 4 years. Why do we say resting on our laurels? In ancient Greece, victorious athletes were presented with such. Let's see. To rest on your laurels means to get complacent about what you could achieve because you're too busy basking in the memories of former glory.
Klaus succeeded at Catan and many other games, as you mentioned previously.
He succeeded in life.
He did. Passed away too soon, in my opinion. IMO, as the kids say.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, Catan, the franchise, is worth like over $1 billion, also according to Wikipedia, which may be false.
Wow.
Yes. So, like, he was knocking it out of the park.
I wonder if all that goes to his children.
Yeah,
or
his family, like, ran the business. I think his son helped him and his wife, and, like, they did stuff together. So, like, yeah, they were doing their knock.
And it's always, like, up for, you look on IMDb, and it's perpetually a movie being made.
Of Catan. Yes. Which, I now hope that it gets made.
It should be.
Because we're making Mario.
Well, they made Battleship.
Which, that was Michael Bay-ish. Ish? Was it Michael Bay-ish?
No, it wasn't. It was Ish. It was the producer, that Jerry Bruckheimer.
Okay, so yeah. So that. Yeah, I mean, you could. But what would Catan?
Of that ilk.
Catan. That would
be a gritty Catan.
That would be it. People just.
Like Game of Thrones?
Negotiating. Wouldn't that be awesome if they did like a.
They could do the Knights and Robbers version.
Like a Netflix series, The Settlers of Catan, and it'd be like this. Like nobody thinks it's anything, and it turns out to be like this Game of Thrones level success, Outlander, whatever. I mean, just whatever. Like, it just blows everything out of the way. It should not be this good. I love stuff.
People trying to survive in Catan, this land that they. He said it was based upon like the Vikings and stuff, but to prevent, I didn't read this, but I'm guessing to prevent the whole perhaps colonization discussion, which wasn't as prevalent back then. It was just this empty land. Like, hey, we found some land. Yeah. There it is.
The settlers of Dakota. It's like, no, we're going to call this Catan. Why? I don't know.
There's nobody there.
Nobody there. It's a mythical place.
Enrique, did you like Catan? Was that your first time playing?
As one of the variations, yeah. But I never played the original.
It's the same similar. Thing. It's the very same
this
thing.
This Star Trek Catan, you broke a key rule because the, number one, the Klingon, and I'll say bird of prey, which we both know it was not a bird of prey. Because we happened to listen to somebody who was giving us a nice rundown and over the rules on YouTube, and he referred to it as bird of prey, and I don't think that's right.
Made me quite angry.
Yeah, it got me.
It's a battle cruiser.
I don't know. Okay.
You don't didn't, come at me with a bird of prey when it's a battle
cruiser. You didn't speak in the. We made a rule that you had to speak in Klingon, or yeah, at least try to speak in Klingon
when
you rolled a seven.
Yeah, it's just I've always been bad with just making voices. Just like.
I know.
With that, it be
your
accents
chords are
or,
not your chords are not taught.
They are not.
Do you know that the Klingon language is one of the most famous American languages? The Klingon language was created by linguist Mark Okran of the Star Trek franchise. It is based on several existing languages, including English. However, it's not just Pidgin or Creole language. It has a grammar and vocabulary, and there's an estimated 300 to 500 Klingon-speaking people worldwide. It's an official language. You can take a college class.
Which is, I mean, okay, that's funny and cute, but completely ridiculous.
For example, David J. Peterson created the Dothraki language for Game of Thrones and now teaches Klingon at the University of California in Los Angeles.
At a university?
Yes.
You can get a degree in what?
Klingon.
On you can learn the
Federationology?
Language.
Federationology?
No, just get a. You can learn Klingon.
But yeah. Why? On a college course.
Not? You just can. Like, they teach it. It's an actual. They structure. They made the language. Kind of like how, the dude that wrote the Tolkien, he did the Elvish language and how, like, your favorite show, The Blue Man Group. What do they call that?
Avatar.
Avatar. They created that. James Cameron accepted the Oscar. He got Oscar'd and spoke whatever the blue language was. What did he speak? The people.
How
remember
do you,
that?
No, yes.
When
yes.
he got Oscar'd.
I did not watch that
he
part.
He said, all oh, blah, blah, blah. He's, whatever they said.
He said, ah, Na'vi.
Na'vi, yes, yeah. yes. I love that lotion. For example, there are no Klingon word for website because they do not have internet access. Fun fact.
They've been blocked. Too many viruses on, I used to know the planet that Klingon is. What's the Klingon homeworld?
Oh, you just hit me with trivia. It's a, oh, why? Darn you, Evan Williams. It's Kronos.
That's it.
Oh, I had to pull that out of nowhere.
You got it just as Wikipedia came out.
Yes, Kronos. Let's see.
All right, so we kind of merged into Star Trek off of Klaus. We're supposed to be honoring Klaus today.
We are.
I think we're doing a pretty good job of it.
You think so? We declare April 1st to be Klaus Day. Klaus Klingon Day.
Happy Klaus.
Happy Klaus. And it will be a
they should make him a saint.
A year.
Santa Klaus. Is Santa like
that a derivative? That is not
is
right.
Is it like a derivative of Saint?
Global.
That Santa? Is wrong. Saint Klaus. You are joking about Klaus again.
I'm honoring.
April 1st will be Klaus Klingon Day.
We're talking about a guy that made a game clear across the world, and we're playing his game. And I'm into gaming because of Catan. Klaus is honored in my eyes.
Baron von Klaus. Saint Klaus. The patron of wayward gamers. Mm-hmm. Anyways, what were your thoughts on Star Trek Catan? You said you hated it.
False. I've already kind of given them.
It's pretty decent. I'm not a fan. Like, I think everybody has kind of played Catan to death that's had it.
Correct.
But I like Catan simply because there are certain games when people talk about evergreen games, quote unquote, these games that should always be around. I think there are some foundational board games that everybody getting into the hobby need to play to go, all right, this is where you need to start off with. Like, I almost think it's kind of wrong to get people start off playing other things that are way further down the line. It's like, this is a good entry level. Try this out. This was one of the first. This is the most basic to understand. It's very simple. It's very clear. There is some aspects of it, such as the negotiation, that's kind of neat, the route building. And there you go. You have that understanding. I wish, if I come across it, I'd like to get all those little expansions. I used to have them all for the base, the robbers and all that stuff. They added the seafarers. It was kind of neat. I liked it. I played it once that way.
Okay, so my brother-in-law, who got me into gaming with Catan, and I've often, a few times on here before, have said he has not advanced beyond it. He still likes playing Catan.
He's
and
a
I'm
noob.
Like, and you I'm like, okay, it's fine. Well, it's the Knights one. I don't know the exact name. I think, is it Knights and Robbers? I may be confusing that with Carcassonne or something. We literally played, I want to say, a 3 to 6 hour game. It was insanely long.
Couldn't be right.
It was horrendous. We played it like 6 players. We played the full count. Something you should never do as gamers, we all know. Sometimes there's just some games you don't play to the full count. It took forever. My other brother-in-law would literally go and lay down until it was his turn again. Because that's how long it took.
Just wasn't trading with.
He's not really into gaming either. He's kind of he's one of those, like, you break out a game and he's like, if it's not checkers and he can't learn it in 30 seconds, he's like, oh, this is so complicated.
What a wimp.
I know, right?
Look
at Enrique gatekeeping people.
That's very gatekeepy, Abby. Speaking of other people, famous people who have died in 2023.
Hard merch.
We might as well RIP all these people because we haven't got to do this.
Okay.
Okay. Burt Bacharach.
Oh, Burt Bacharach, baby.
Yes, the composer behind Like Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head Raindrops and Walk on By.
Falling on My Head.
He died at 94. Raquel Welch.
I just saw RIP.
We love Raquel Welch because she was in one of my favorite.
Journey to the Center of the Earth or Voyage to the Middle of the Earth or it's Middle of the Earth or the Body.
Just somehow moving towards the center of crustaceans, the crust. She was in Mother, Jugs, and Speed, which is required watching for anybody in EMS. Has Bill Cosby in it and Harvey Keitel. Highly recommend it. Mother, Jugs, and Speed. Excellent old 60. I've
never heard of that.
Like I said, you don't know about it unless you're in the unless you're in the business.
Like Firestorm. You watch Firestorm.
Don't get me started. David Crosby died.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
The Birds, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, he does. Let's see. Lisa Loren, the original Wednesday Addams actress, died.
Really? Just
in, I guess the TikTok stuff put her over the edge. Let's see. Cindy Williams of Laverne and Shirley.
I remember.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Monday,
Tuesday, Happy. No, that's Happy Days.
That's Happy Days.
I don't know Laverne and Shirley. A spinoff of Happy Days, though.
Richard Belzer died. The dark glasses
that
dude.
That one took me by surprise.
Dong
he
dong.
He was sick though, right?
78. Yeah.
I think he had.
He was
or something perhaps like that.
He was. He was in the. Yeah. So he.
He was. In the. Yeah.
He's gotcha. Law and Order.
Very good.
Law and Order. He's in Law and Order. Do you not like Law and Order?
No, I loved Law and Order the first 15 years.
Carol Cook, well known in 16 Candles, she died.
16 Candles.
So, yeah. So, a lot of famous people have already kicked the bucket in 2023.
It's very sad.
This is not a way to start the year off. We're not even halfway done.
We're January, February, March. We're into the second quarter.
This is April.
I know. I was counting.
I know. This is four.
We're in the second quarter.
Yeah, four.
No, the quarter is 3 months.
You don't have to count. You just know.
I don't know.
We're in the first third. I do it by thirds. I don't do it by quarters.
All right, so R.I.P. Klaus Tuber. Let's wrap this up. Star Trek Catan is a better variation. There's also that Starfarer's Catan. I hear that's supposed to be like the best one, according to everybody.
No.
If an overcomplicated Catan to me ruins the experience. Like it is what it is, and it doesn't need to be more than that.
You don't want an overcomplicated Catan.
All right, so now that we've honored Klaus and we've played his game on. We didn't know to see today's the day. April 7th should be deemed Klaus Tuber.
That's not Catan the day that day. He died.
I know, but I mean.
So you're going to name the day after we talked about it, other than the day that he died.
Let's make it about us.
See, this is why.
Okay, I wanted to read an email from a longtime listener.
First time caller.
You can be a first time caller, but by the time this is out, it's too late. Steve Schlipphorst. This is from November of 2022.
Nice. Go deep.
This is about our discussion of Rondells. We never read his email. Steve Schlipphorst says, here's Antique, the Rondelliest of the Rondells. This is a hard merge, by the way, into emails. There are a bunch of actions in a sequence. A, then B, then C, etc. You have a player piece on one of the actions, and you can move forward up to three spaces to land on a new action. You can't get back to the action you were just on, or the one behind you, until you go all the way through the sequence. He's talking about Rondells. No, Antique. Great Western Trail is the exact same. Sequence of actions. Player piece stops to take them. One-way progression with limited range. Need to go all the way through the sequence to come back around. The only difference is that the sequence is curvy and jumps from end back to beginning instead of visually being arranged in a circle. Also, there's lots of interaction, and you're wrong. It's great. You're wrong, Steve. Great Western Trail is not great. But to each their own. Also, I designed the Great Western Trail solo mode. It's on BGG for first edition or in the second edition box. Very nice. Also, I got the Antique picture that he provided for our email from a list of games with a Rondell, where it's number one listed. Number 36 is Great Western Trail in a list of Rondells.
I don't agree with that, but that's okay. People have their opinion about Rondells. I feel that they're round and circular, but that's just me. So he designed the solo. It's very interesting. Mr. Schlipphorst.
Schlipphorst, yes. Steve.
Schlipphorst?
Schlip.
Schlep.
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 It's like the Spiel.
Schlep.
Schlipphorst.
Schlipphorst.
Schlep.
Schlipphorst.
Like Sean Connery says, slept. Schlept. Schlipphorst. Schlipphorst. It's like him trying to hypnotize a horse. Schlipphorst.
Schlipphorst. Schlipphorst.
But past tense. Schlipphorst. Horst as well. There's a T at the end.
Yeah, it's hard.
We have fully dissected this.
I wonder what the etymology of that last name is.
Schlepphorst? I'm sure you could look it up, but I'm not going to.
It sounds like a sauce, like a brand of sauerkraut or something.
Get your Schlepphorst
like
here.
Schmuckers.
Get your Schlepphorst here.
Well, it does sound like something you would make. Like you'd bake a Schlepphorst.
And put some Worcestershire sauce on it.
Yeah. I like
Worcestershire. But Worcestershire is English, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that sauce a lot. I use it on my sandwiches.
Okay, moving on. I think we've annihilated your poor name. Sorry, Steve. Brandon Haynes also sent one in about that same time. How do you guys feel about games that have something in the middle of the table that blocks your view of the board table?
Listen to our podcast regarding High Rise by one Gil Hova, and I believe I will make my opinion on that very clear.
He says, I'm thinking specifically about Return to Dark Tower or Ark Nova with its ridiculous quantity of cards.
Exactly.
In principle, I don't mind it, but I do find it distracting. Also, there's people complain about the Everdell tree. Like, it's not in the way of the board, though.
Yeah, well, it is if you're trying to sit around the board, it is.
Oh,
it's, I guess it blocks the back end. But you don't sit around the board. It's a four-player game at most. You sit in front of it. So it's like, if you can't figure that out, it's like if you have to read the setup and think, place the board in the middle of the table, and you can't figure out how to sit.
And then you sit directly behind it. You're
foiled by my own batard. You know, it's like, no, that's not how it works.
And also, how the heck are you supposed to shuffle cards after you get past the standard 52-card deck?
How many cards can Brandon, you shuffle?
Hey, Brandon.
Come I can on, shuffle now. At
you're,
least.
You're really getting picky.
You can shuffle at least.
This is what you do.
100.
Guess you make the deck smaller.
Overhand. Just shuffle half, then shuffle the other half.
You give us, you give it a portion to
you shuffle,
Enrique, and you give a portion to you. It's not that hard.
He's
reaching.
He's reaching. Maybe he's got small hands.
Maybe he does, Enrique-like.
But even Enrique can shuffle.
And he can bowl with his hands. Also, I posted that of y'all bowling and Enrique defeating him that one frame.
Yeah.
That's got like 1,000 views. People really enjoyed that video.
I found something wrong with my
Enrique, my
you dissected that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody DM'd him and said, you might have palsy. So you need to weigh your walk.
Palsy, sure. He was an actor back in the day.
Don't do that.
He was.
No.
Wasn't his name?
Paula Shore?
That's sure. Abdul.
Abdul?
That's Kareem.
Jabbar?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I bet Derek Delgadio could do it, but I can't. I don't know who that is.
Derek Delgadio. I will look it up.
If you don't know who Derek Delgadio is, stop what you're doing immediately and go watch. All right. This podcast is paused. Just kidding. I'm not going to do that. He said, go watch In and of Itself on Hulu immediately. Tell you're not the boss of me, Brandon. I'll watch it when I want to.
Well, Brandon, sounds like Brandon's quite insistent.
Although he said, Gabi will love it for sure. I don't like documentaries. So if it's documentary related, I will not enjoy it, Brandon. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't think he said anything about documentaries.
He's a magician.
Okay. Has he got huge hands or something?
No, he just does.
Does he cut the deck in two with his sword, put them in the box and cut them?
No, he just does. I guess he just does card tricks, I guess.
Okay. Continuing on with Brandon's questions. He had several. We won't be able to get to them all in this particular episode. Do you guys care? And he put care in quotations. Care. So imagine me doing air quotes.
Okay.
Care about rules. What I mean is, are you playing games just for the fun of it? And if you screw it up, who cares? Or are you sticklers and try to get everything right all the time? I know Jerry is the rules guy, so I just wonder how you all handle rules / edge cases. I don't know what that means.
Edge cases, such as we just had one here on another game we just played where we were talking about the 25th century game, the Garden. How you say that name? Garden Tau?
I just said Garten Bow.
Garten Bow. We're talking about scoring a particular card. Is it the whole? Does that mean it has to be covered orthogonally or diagonally? Has to be included and all that. And it's like, this is an edge case. It's not in the rules. Does it matter? And I just said, no, this is what we're doing. This makes sense. So like if the rules are particularly unclear and we're planning a game and we're like, okay, let's just do this. Does everybody agree that this is the rule? It doesn't break. It's a scoring rule generally. And everybody agrees on it. Okay, here we go.
But like it just in general rules of where the
in general
where,
rule.
General rules of where
that's your jaw rules, brother. He's the first brother.
I'm Monica.
General rule,
but no, okay. In general, that's good. We're quite particular following the rules.
I mean, without rules, there's chaos, as yeah. Kramer once said.
It's just...
We were playing Star Trek Catan, to speak of, and we had forgotten, and I mentioned in passing, Jerry, he made the big star base. I said, I think don't you get two now resources from that location? And we had forgotten that. We just instituted it from there and proceeded on. We don't let it wreck the game.
No.
Like, we don't start over. We just...
And if we're not sure, we go with what seems logical.
Yeah, and simply, like, I want the rules played very... I mean, yes, the way that the game is designed. I want it exactly that way. But, I mean, if we mess something up, unless we're reviewing the game, I want to make sure we've played it exactly the way it was meant to be played. And I don't mind after, you know, there are some games that we house rule, I mean, that we'll play and say, all right, we don't like asymmetrical power, so we're going to just not use that or whatnot. And, I mean, there's been...
House rule is Ja Rule's German brother, Klaus and House. We're 3 minutes from accepting phone calls.
Okay. Well, let's just go ahead and we're going to end it there.
We're going to end this episode here. Okay. Yeah. I think we ended on a good joke like I made.
You had like four bad jokes, so we'll say the good.
They can't all be grand slams. All right. That's going to do it for this episode. R.I.P. Klaus. We love you. We'll miss you. Thank you for all you did for us. I'm Gabby.
This is Jerry.
Thank you for tolerating this episode of the Board Game Snobs. Stay classy. ¶¶